Rambam, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, and 13 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Kahane, Minayin Leimure Chagige, Chagigas Hamisha Oso, Shenef Salam Baline, that the Imurim of Chagigas Hamishas Oso is Nifsa Baline. So the Chiddush is that even though Chagigas Chamisha Osar is Nechol L'Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot, but the Emurim do not have the same Zmanim as the Achilas, that Achilas Mizbeach does not have the same Zman as the Achilas Ha'adam. It's Nifsal Baline. That means as soon as the night passes and it becomes morning, one is not permitted to, becomes Nifsal, becomes Noisal. Shenema v'lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boiker. You should not leave over the chaylev of the chagige ad boiker till the boiker of tezayinissen. And how do I know that this boiker means the boiker rishain? Maybe ad boiker means you shouldn't leave it over to yudzayinissen. B'somach lei reishes. The next pasuk is Reishis Bikurei Admosra. So we darshan the pasuk as follows. Lo yolin chaylev chagi abbeike Reishis. That one is not permitted to leave over the chaylev till the morning. So even though the basar is still nechal, but the zman haktores emurim ends already. The memre, the high boiker rishon. So that's the reishis is coming to tell us that the boiker that it says means boiker rishon, not boiker sheni. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, le'imurei chagigas tesvov shenifsolim beline, va'af al pi shezman achilas pesova kol yoim hamochos, the achilas odom is still permissible, but the Achilles Mizbeach ends already. V'somach l'reishes b'kurei, d'reish b'ei, b'oike rishon, yishidar shen b'oike rishon. So then let's see the Bach. My b'oike, that without my, my b'oike rishon. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef now asks Akasha and Rav Kahane. Taima the cause of Reishis. So it seems from Rav Kahane, the only way I know that the Isser Halone is till Boike Rishain is because it says Reishis. Aloi cause of Reishis. What if it wouldn't have said Reishis? Hava mine my Boike Shaini. Then I would say that Boike means Boike Shaini. Mi ikamidi de basar ifsalay me ute peimure matzafe. So Rav Yosef asked Akasha, how would I ever have a mine that boike means boike shiny? It would come out, Pashup Shat in the Kasha is, Achilas Mizbeach is more chomer than Achilas Ha'odom. So if the Achilas Ha'odom ends By Urte, that means Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot. Chagigas Ashlamim. Chagigas Tazvav is Ashlamim. It's Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot. So Memela, how could it be that the Basar is Basal Meyurte? As soon as it becomes night, it's Basal. And you could still be able to be Makter the Imurim. The Achilas Adam ended. And the Achilles Mizbeach can still continue another night. So Poshet Rav Yosef is asking Misvore, that since the Achilles Mizbeach is more chomer than Achilles Ha'odom, so Tzichanat Mistave, that it should have a Zman that is more kill than the Achilles Ha'odom. So why do you need the Reishis to be Megala that Boika means Boika Rishin? Without the Reishis, I'd also know that it can't mean Boika Shaini. Because then would come out on Muim the Kechidish that the Achilles Mizbeach is longer than the Achilles Ha'odom, which is not Mistava. That was Rav Yosef's kasha to Rav Kahana. Omar le Abaye. So Abaye asked a kasha to Rav Yosef. He says, Rav Yosef assumes for Dovah Poshet that the Achilas Mizbeach is never longer than the Achilas Ha'odah. That's his kasha, so why do you need a Gilui Akrav Reishis? Alom Aloy. Why not? I prove to you that it could be that the Achilas Mizbeach is longer than the Achilas Ha'odah. V'rei Pesach l'Rab Elozo ben Azariah d'bosor ifso lei mechatzoit v'rei muri matzafre, that the bosor is nifsal from chatzois. According to Rab Elozo ben Azariah, min ha-teire inavlati tekorben Pesach from chatzois v'rei murim, and the imurim is nifsal meyaktore atzafre, the murim you're not allowed to eat atzafre. So you see that it is possible that the aktore and murim could be nimshach longer than the achilas ha'odah. The erse meyach in Perik Vov and Hilchos Chametz Matzah asks from this Gemara, a Moiridike Kashe, and a Shtikteire, which we had already previously mentioned, Shem Rab Chaim, Rab Reuven, the Samech also says the same Shtikteire. And this Gemara is Lucheus and often a stira to the Shtikteire. They all say, I Yisot, that according to Rab Elazar ben Azariah, that what the Kolben Pesach is not Nechol Ella Ad Chatzos, that doesn't have to do to the, that's not Mihilchis HaKolben. There's only two types of Kolbonos. There's a Kolben that's Nechol L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot. There's a Kolben that's Nechol L'Yoyim V'Layla. A Kolben Pesach is, the Zman Achilos HaKolben is Yoyim V'Layla. There's a mitzvah of Achilos HaPesach, that how the Pesach should be eaten to mekayim the mitzvah, that mitzvah is only till chatzos. Ein enechol, elo lemnuyo, ein enechol elo tzoli, ein enechol elo chatzos. These are only in the mitzvah's achila, not mitzad dinei kotche, not mitzad dinei kolbonus. No, als mitzvah sach, there's a besondere mitzvah of achila sa Pesach, that it has to be eaten, the oif and the achila has to be at chatzos. The Ayosameach wants to say, Amuyim de Kechidish, the Sameach wants to say, after Chatzos, so you lost the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. This mitzvah HaNoisefes is a besondere mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. So that mitzvah becomes bottle after Chatzos. He says, but it's full of kolben. So therefore, now a fellow, a person is not a money, can also eat it. I mean, all these halachas is only the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, and in Achal HaNuyav, and in Achal HaTzoli, that's only till Chatzos. That's the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, but now it has a din kolben, and anyone can eat it. It won't become noisar after Chatzos. If a person will be mechashev v'shashchita to eat it after Chatzos, it won't become pigul, because the whole din of pigul and noisar is totally in Hilchos HaKolben. So if the kolben is the kolben, batzim HaKolben Pesach is nechel yoyim v'layla, that's Hilchos HaKolben. In the whole Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is only legabe the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. And the raya that they bring, one of the rayas that they bring to this yesod is a tesefte. But the tesefte says that Moiser HaPesach, let's say if a Pesach was lost, and you were mak of another Pesach, ben koimoi. Now you found it later. So Maisa Pesach is nechel shlomim. But you only eat it for one day. Ki tchilas hagdeishoi. Just like tchilas hagdeishoi is yoyim v'layla. So it's also yoyim v'layla. So here you see klo from the aloch of Maisa HaPesach, that tchilas hagdeishoi it's nechel b'yoyim, it's nechel b'layla. Nechel according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They want to bring a ride, it's also Nechel Balayla, there's no Dinat Chatzos. So you see, Vakelt and Hilchis Kolben, That's man achilas hakol yom v'layla. Rabbi Lezer ben Azai is only speaking about the mitzvahs achilas haPesach. There's like the mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah to eat morah. There's a mitzvah to eat the korban Pesach at chatzos. Betzoli, lemnuya. So according to Rishnik Torah, so Abai is kasha fangt sich nicht an. So he's bringing a raya from Rabbi Lezer ben Azai. I mean, Rabbi Yosef had taina to Rav Kahane that where do we find that the Achilles Mizbeach, the Zman Achilles Mizbeach should be longer than the Zman Achilles Abosso? The Zman Achilles Abosso, you're telling me, is Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, and without a Reishis, I would think that the Zman Aktoros Emurim is later. The Zman Aktoros Emurim is till the second Baker, without a new Gili Akro. So he said, how could it be that the Bosor is Ipsol Balaylo, and the still, it's still kosher to be Makted Emurim? So Abaye said, Favos Nisht, look at the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azarya, that it's Einu Inech Lolat Chatzais, and the Emurim are Kol Alaylo. Emurim are Tzafra. So what's the kasha? The din korban, you'll have to eat the basar afterwards. The achilas ha'odam of the korban is also a tzafra. It's not longer the achilas mizbeach than the achilas ha'korban. The kasha is a meiridike kasha. Tachsach meder, Sameach wants to learn a different mahalach in the kasha of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef held that the Zman HaKtore should never be later than the Zman HaChile because of a different story. Since the HaKtore is Mato the Achile, you're not allowed to eat the Boso if you weren't Mato the Murim. So that mikemidi, the basar ifsalei, that the basar is nifsal before you still have a zman aktore. I mean, otto bershi askinon. How could you have such a halacha? The din is you're not allowed to eat the basar. The din is you're not allowed to eat the basar without being makted in murim. Daktores in murim is makted bachilos abasar. So how could there be such a halacha? That was pshandakasha. Not because the Achilas Mizbeach is more chomer than the Achilas Odom. Rashi mentioned such a svara later. No, it's a different type of akasha. The kasha is, how could it be that the Zman Aktore should be after the Zman Achila if you're not allowed to eat it, because man, you're not makter it. So how could the Torah give it a later Zman? So that is a good kasha. So Abaye asked a good kasha. You see, by Korban Pesach, or the Iker's man, that's true. There's a man achila of Korban that's nechel kol alayla, but the Iker's man achila that the Torah wanted is still chatzos. And the Aval Pikein the Torah gave that the Zman Aktore could be later. That's Dachstach Meir, how he wants to learn. That was Pshat Nabayis Kasha. The Etzim Inyan, I mean, this Inyan Gufe, that Abayis says, you see, by Korban Pesach Nitazay. So we take have to understand, so what is Taka the Lumdis? What is the Lumdis how do we understand this thing, Gufa, that the Zman Aktor is after the Zman Achila? We mentioned a few times already, there's a machlokes if the Aktor is Ma'akib. Because the Meir seems to assume also that the Aktor is Ma'akib. The Dvar Shmuel, this one stimm with the Meir Shtik Teire, but the Dvar Shmuel wants to say, this halacha that the Zman Aktore is after till the morning, the Zman Achila is till Chatzos, so how do you eat it? So he wants to say that by Emerson, there's no problem to eat it. because we learned before that oiles choyl is not nikta biyontif. So really, you're not permitted to be makter the emurim a whole night, because it's yontif. There's only one time you're allowed to be makter the emurim. If Erev Pesach was chalis b'Shabbos, that's what he had in Tomid Nishchat. Erev Pesach is chal liyos b'Shabbos, then the haktoris, then you're allowed to be makter the imurim oil yom tezvav, because that's a din oil shabbos is you're allowed to be makter the evorim of an oil shabbos and yontev. So if the Korban Pesach was Nishchat in Shabbos, you're allowed to be makter the imurim yontev banach. But if the Korban Pesach was Nishchat b'chol, so memeila, then you're not allowed to be makter the imurim, because it's yontev. So al koponim, b'chol it's 3/4 of an eitzer. Meisr Menachem Zembe says, I mean, b'chlal, this musik that the Zman Aktoris Kol Halayla, and how are you allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? So he says, since Midin Yontif, it's also to be Makter, so Memela is like Ilu Nevdu Haimurim, that one is permitted to eat. We learned that in Talmud Nishchat. If Nevdu Nitmo Haimurim, one is permitted to eat. So Lamaise, if one was normally hasis, when if Erev Pesach is chaliyes b'chol, so the Mela, there's no problem of eating the Korban Pesach, because since you're not allowed to be makta the imurim, so the haktoras imurim is not ma'akev in the achilas ha-pesach. About Koponim, let us get back to the sugya. The pashtus ha-sugya is that Rav Yosef had asked the kasha, that why do you need a posik to tell me that the haktoras emurim is not longer, the zman of haktoras emurim is not longer than the zman achila? It can't be like that. Nabaya asked the makasha, we see by Korban Pesach that it is like that. The zman achila sabos was still chatzos, the haktoras emurim is atzafa. So there's no kasha. Omar Rove Rav Yosef Hochi Kokashale. So Rove is going to come and say that Rav Yosef Taka did not ask this kasha. This kasha is Taka not shver. We find that the Aktoras Amurim could be, the Zman Aktora could be longer than the Zman Achilas Aboso. Rav Yosef asked on Rav Kahan another kasha. Rav Yosef Hochi Kokashale. Mi Iko Midi. The ilu tane lebosa leboy reishes, Rav Kahana leimurim boy reishes. Rav Yosef asked a different kasha. That Rav Kahana is speaking about the zman haktoras imurim, and he needed a reishes to prove that boiker is boiker rishon, not boiker sheni. And we'll find in the baraisa, when the baraisa speaks about the zman, the Baraisa speaks about this man of Achilas Aboso. Achilas Aboso is killed, and there it says Boike. So then Misvore, we know that Boike means Boike Rishon. So if by Achilas Aboso we assume that Stam Boike is Boike Rishon, Savada Givis, by Achilas Amizbeach, which is Mochomo, we Zicher should say that Stam Boike is Boiker Rishon. So why did Rav Kahana need a Reishis? That is Pshat and Rav Yosef's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Let us go back to the Bach now. My Boiker Sheini. That means without the Reishis, I would say my Boiker Sheini. Boiker Shoshiba also. The Bosor Ipsalaymi Yutemishach Sheikha Baba Yem Shisha also. The basal is nifsal as soon as the 16th day passes. Imurim yikoshru ad boiker shiva osa. Di boiker shayni, boiker shal shiva osa. So that was the kasha. Without the reishis, how could you ever think that the zman haktor is nimshach after the zman achil? So Abaye asked, we seen it as a rabbeloza ben azai beperik bas, adam and midarais achilos pesach ad katsois vesulay. So the Gemara, so Rav says, Ochi kokashilay. Rashi, Aval gav da oisiv musa achite. That means Rashi has a very pertinent kasha. I mean, we're going to see Rav created a new kasha, and this is Rav Yosef's kasha. So, L'chayre Rashi says, but if you look in the Lashon of Rav Yosef did not ask this kasha. Rav Yosef asked the kasha, how could it be that the basar is nivsal ba'utan, and you could be makter the murim afterwards. So Avogav Doisi Milsa Chite, that was not the real kasha he meant to ask. He meant to ask another kasha. Umi ikamidi. The Loshna Shver, the Tzlach is a Psanaitse, how to be Yashiv, the Loshna Rav Yosef. Maybe we'll try to explain that at the end of the Sugya. Umi ikamidi. The kasha of Rav Yosef was as follows. Kloima. Eich efshe liyois. Mashmois ha-mikra boiker sheini. How could you think but when it says boiker, lo yolin, chaylov, chagiyad boiker, that should mean boiker sheni. Anan chazinon, we see tane de masnise de lekamon, the tane of the baraisa, which we're going to learn soon, da filu le boso, shuhu kalme yimurim. Boso is gringer than yimurim. Loi boi reishis, he doesn't need a reishis to tell me that boiker means boiker reishis. Uboike d'chsiv bei mash malei letane boike rishin afilu bei bosol, which is kiu. V'rav kahane b'imurim d'chemire kedusha sayo. Rav kahane is speaking about imurim, which is more homo than bosol. Loi mash malei boike d'chsiv gabai boike rishin b'loi reishis. By him, without a gilui of reishis, he wouldn't know that stam boike is boike rishin. That is pshat Rav Yosef's kashe. If by Bosa you don't need a gilui, by Murim Yizicha don't need a gilui. Now where do we see a Tana that holds by Bosa you don't need a gilui? So now the Gemara is going to bring a Baraisa. And at the end of the two, first we have to explain the Baraisa, and then we're going to come back to the Kash. The Sanya. Lo yolin min ha-Bosa asher tizbach bo-erev Bayoim orishain la boike. Let us see. So what does Rashi fataych this post? Lo yoli min aboso, ashetizbach be'erev, bachagigis albo oso mairi. This posik is speaking about chagigis albo oso. The nishretes im ha-pesach bo'erev. You shechted it bo'erev, after chatzois. Tolekel ameima be'erev shel yontav arishin atzmei kom. You can't say it's speaking about chagigas tesvot. Kom akrodim keimai be'erev, aloi shchitoson v'yoyim kuloi. Chagigas tesvot, you can shech the whole day. So if it says be'erev, alkochor it is speaking about yudalit. Chagigas yudalit. So the posuk says, lo yolim min habosa shetizbach be'erev. So let us see the emes of Shabbat and Pasuk, then we'll see how the Baraisa figures it out. So, lo yolin, so this is min ha-boso, and then let's put this into parentheses. Which boso are we speaking about? Asher tizbach be'eret, the boso that you shechted, erev yontif, so that boso, lo yolin, ba'yoyim ha-rishin, now it's not with the asher tizbach be'eret, we just explained what boso we're speaking about. We're speaking about chagigas yodalot. But now let's learn the posik Ella. Bayolim and Aboso, Bayoim Arishin, the boso, you should not be mailing Bayoim Arishin. That means Yoim Tesvov, do not be mailing this. La Boika. You should not be mailing this boso, La Boika, that means Boika Shani. That the boso, that you shechted Erev Pesach. So, B'yoyim HaRishin, make sure to eat it. So, the Tana holds that Chagigis Yudalit is Nechol Ishne Yomim. So, B'yoyim HaRishin, make sure you shouldn't be mailing this boss, make sure it gets eaten up. And it should not, you should not be mailing it la boike to boike shayni. That's pshat and pasuk. Limeit al chagiges yudalit, shenecheles, that you eat it lishne yomim, v'layla echot. Because we're saying already, Yom Rishon is the second day, and you shouldn't be mailing it. Till the boiker of Yudzayin. To the boiker of Tezayin, I mean. That's the second boiker. Frek de bereise oi einoi elo liyoim v'layla. Maybe it means liyoim v'layla. And we'll say, let's forget about the Yom Rishon. So the pasuk means, Loyali min apois bosa rashat izbach beherev, this bosa yishech that you dalid, baboyker. That means you have to make sure that the bosa is eaten up by yom tezvot. Forget about the b'yom rishin. Loyali min apois bosa izbach beherev, the bosa hagiges you dalid that you shech that beherev, don't leave it over laboyker till in the morning. And you should eat up the bosa at night. That chat in the Baraisis Kashi, Eine Elo Leyoim Velaylo, maybe it means it has to be eaten up that night, Leil Tezvo. Zuktach the Baraisik Shu Eimer Beyoim Harishain, but that would be if it wouldn't say Beyoim Harishain. So then I would type Shakalo Yoling in Abo Sasha Tizbach, Barab, La Boike, so I'd say Boike means Boike Harishain. But now that it says Beyoim Harishain, so we're speaking about the basal that already is in Yom HaRishon, that is in Tezvah, we're saying the basal of Yom HaRishon, you shouldn't be mailing it la boike. So since it says by Yom HaRishon, are boike shein. It wouldn't say by Yom HaRishon, I would say, you're right, that boike means boike rishon. You're only allowed to eat the chagigis yudalit at night. But now, since it says by Yom HaRishon, so the pasuk says you shouldn't be mailing the Boso, by Yom HaRishon at Boike Sheini, some Amela, so that Boike means Boike Sheini. Re Boike Sheini Omo. Now the Baraisa says weiter, Oyeini ala Boike Rishon. Maybe it means Boike Rishon. So this Chalik of the Baraisa is very schwer. We just said it can't mean Boike Rishon because then the by Yom HaRishon doesn't make sense. But let's forget about that. The Gemara will later explain the Baraisa. So now the Bereis is in the Mahalach, maybe it means Boiker Rishon. So it comes out that Chagiga, if Boiker means Boiker Rishon, so it will come out that Chagigas Yudalid is only Nechol Yom V'Layla. Uma ani mekayim Chagiga Necheles L'shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot. I have a klal, nalimut, that the Chagigas Choyva is Nechol for 2 days. If I say Boiker means Boiker Rishon, what am I going to do with this limud that a chagigah is chayv is nechal l'shnei yom v'lai lechot? Chutz mizu. Not chagigah yudalet. Chagigah yudalet is nechal l'yom v'lai lo. But there's another chagigah that's nechal l'shnei yom. So memeila, maybe la boike means boike rishin. K'shu'ayim el boyim nedoim nedovo. Now they have a limud. Im neder ein edove. Limes. Memeiles. Im neder ein edove tells me, we'll see that a chagigis tezvov is nechel shnei yomim. Limud a chagigis yudalit shenechelos lebeish yomim v'lar lechot. So now I know that our posik, which is speaking about chagigis yudalit, is also nechel lebeish yomim v'lar lechot. But this Baraisa, if we stop over here, is very not understandable, so we have to go further in the Gemara to explain the Baraisa. Oh, Mama. So, Al Kaponim, the beginning of the Baraisa, is understandable. He says, the Baraisa had said that the Baraisa had a pilpul. Do you darshan lo yolin min abosor asher tizbach be'erev? La boike to boike rishon, and then it would mean that the chagigas yudalid is nechel liyoyim v'layla, or the yudarshin liyolim nabosa, that the Baraisa says you can't say that because since it says by yoyim rishon, so the pasuk is talking about liyolim in habosa by yoyim rishon la boike. So speaking about the second day already, the kolben that was nishrat be'erev liyolim by yoyim rishon, you shouldn't be mailing by yoyim rishon till boike sheni. So from the Bayoim Arishim, we know that Boika means Boika Shaini. So now, Omama, Oyein, so then the Baraisa said further, Oyein, Oyela Boika Rishim. The Baraisa goes back, no, maybe Boika means Boika Rishim. You just said before the boike can't mean boike rishin, because the pasuk says lo yali min abosol b'yoyim arishin. The bosol was geshochten erev pesach. You're not allowed to be meilum b'yoyim arishin. Now the boike has to mean boike sheni. Harei boike sheni amo. And for the gemara, ochi kama. No, the baraisa is a different kasha. Oy einoy ella b'shtei chagigeis hakosuf medaber. No, the Barai said now a different pshat. Maybe this pasuk is speaking about two chagigis. Chagigis yodalet and chagigis tesvot. Achas chagigis yodalet v'achas chagigis tesvot v'zu leboikro v'zu leboikro. So Shash wants to tell the Rashi says a little different pshat in this Darashe, but he wants to say the pashas of the Gemara, that means like this. Lo yoli min ha-bosor asher tizbach ba-erev. The bosor that you were zeveyach ba-erev, so that you shouldn't be meilin la-boike. That's boike rishin. Period. Now, lo yoli min ha-bosor asher tizbach ba-yoyim rishin, also la-boike. So that means the Pasuk is speaking about two chagigis, and there's two boike. Boike means boike rishin, and each boike, the chagigis yudalit, you shouldn't be male and not boike rishin, and chagigis tesvav, you shouldn't be male and not boike rishin. So memele, so could be both chagigis and nechel, liyoyim v'layla. That is pshat in the Gebraises kashi. Ein elo b'shtei chagigis hakosu medar, v'achas chagigis yudalit, v'achas chagigis tazvo. V'zu in the laboike, that's what Rishas, v'zu laboike, v'zu laboike. And each chagigis, they said, then you shouldn't be male mad boike. Period. Oh, Omar, so he said, so if you're telling me that this pasuk is speaking about both chagigis, chagigis yudalit, chagigis tazvo, in both of them, anechel yom v'layla, elo dekaimelon chagiga necheles l'shnei yom in v'layla echot. So we have a kaimelon that there is a chagigas choyva that's nechel shom yom v'layla echot. Im kain, im neder in adove b'mai, we learn that from the word im, neder in adove is speaking about shalmei neder or shalmei nedove. From the word im, we're marbe that shalmei choive, which is gematria chagige, is also nechol l'shnei yom v'laylecha. Frek the bereise, if you will tell me that the pasuk is telling me that both chagiges choive, chagiges yudalun, chagiges tesvav, nechol yom v'layla im kain, im neder in adova, that's marbe, chagiges choive, shalmei choive l'shnei yom, b'mai, what shalmei choive is it speaking about? Ich hagiges yodalet, oksiv bo yoyim v'layla. Ich hagiges tazvav, oksiv bo yoyim v'layla. So how could you say that this pasuk is speaking about both chagiges? And in the pasuk is telling us that both chagiges are nechal yoyim v'layla, so what are you going to darshan from the im? From the im I darshan that there's a chagiges chayva that's nechal shneyam. Elahai lechagiges tazvav. Im neder in adov is coming to tell us that chagiges tesvav is nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echot. V'hayich and the posik that we just said l'yol min abos asher tizbach b'erev yom rishon laboike is coming to tell us that chagiges yudalet is nechol l'shnei yom v'layla echot. V'hayich kulei kolach chagiges yudalet. Limanach gigas yedalish nachelus shnayom v'layla echad. So memele. So that's the end of the baraisa. So the baraisa proves that the pasuk is only speaking about chagigas yedalit, and in its eis gespat from the word by yoyim arishin that it's nachelus shnayomim, and therefore the baike means baike ishin, baike sheni. There means baike sheni because it says by yoyim arishin. So there, boike has to mean boike shein. That is the baraisa. So now Rabbi comes and says, now we're going to understand Rav Yosef's kasha. So from this baraisa we see, time derseiv bayoim arishain la boike. From the baraisa we see, the whole reason we say that boike means boike sheini, because since it says bayoim harishin la boike, so to my boike, boike sheini. Now we have to say, you shouldn't be mailing the boso that was nishal la yoim harishin, you shouldn't be mailing it to boike sheini. Ha kol eicha desiv boike stomen. Aba vaisis from the baraisa, stamazay when it says boike without a gilui, is boike rishin. Even though it doesn't say Reishis. So this was Rav Yosef's Kasha and Rav Kahana. If by Boso, which is kill, I assume that the Boike, that it says by the Boso means Boike Rishin, unless I have a separate Gilui, that tells me Fakel, so Imurim, which is more Kaddish and more Chomo, Avada Givis, if it says Boike, so I zich have to say that by lechumra that boike means boike rishin. So the kash is, why do you need the reishis to tell me leyol nchelav chagi? So you need the reishis to tell me that means boike rishin. And the reishis also would know it's boike rishin, because tam boike is boike rishin. That's how Rove explained the kasha of Rav Yosef. Shenechelas l'shnei yomim, b'hai boiker, boikrei shol shisha osar kamakro. This is the boiker of shisha osar, so it's nechel l'shnei yomim. Oy ein oy elo l'yoyim v'layla, maybe the chagigah shidal is only nechel l'yoyim v'layla, b'hai boiker, boikrei shol tezvov kamak. You shechted it be'erev, you shechted it yudalit, and you loyolin la boiker, you shouldn't be mailing it till the boiker of Tesla. She says, shu'oim al bayoim orishoim. Since it says be'em orishin, mechlal b'nechel es kol yoim orishin, nechel yoim orishin shal yonte. V'koma la boiker, so the boss that is nechel b'yoim orishin, you should not be mailing it at boiker. V'koma la boiker de loyisolin, that means ad boiker shein. I ain't I ella boike rishin. And the baraisa goes back. Maybe boike does mean boike rishin. Look how me porich. Heichi teisik adaitin lemeimer su. Ha'amret b'yem rishin chadol boike trei. How could you go back and say maybe means boike rishin? You just said b'yem rishin is this chadol boike. So that's the first day that it's deleting. The boike trei, the second boike, the boike there means the second boike. So the baraisa says, how can you say it means boike rishon? Umani mekayim chagiga haneecheles l'shnayom. The lavka, the nakula mikra achina. We have a different passage that teaches us the yesh chagiga necheles l'shnayom. L'kama mefar sheikha ashkechan beheze chagiga ane mekayime beheze chagiga ane mekayime b'shar chagiga z'chutz mizu. Which chagiga will beheze chagiga ane mekayime b'shar chagiga z'chutz mizu, which chagiga will I say it's going on beside this one? What are you going to do with that posik if you say that chagiga is nechal yin v'layim? This pasuk says that a shlomim is nechel shnayom. In neder in nedova zevach kabonei b'yoyim akivi aziv chayayachel umimochas. Harei shnayomim v'layla shebintayim. V'avalei l'michtav neder in nedova. Im neder l'amalitz. What's the im? Ribe av shalmei chayve, which is chagige, l'achila shnayom. Chagiga is nechal l'shnayom. Limed al chagiga shiyadalit. So now I know that from here I see from im neder or nedova, from here I see that chagiga shiyadalit is nechal l'shnayom. Nakam mefosh b'may mishtamila. Ashtem mefosh lo l'masnise. Now the Gemara first explained the Baraisa. But hold on, after we finish explaining the Braisa, Asik at Kaftei, they're going to fear ois the Kashe, what Rav Yosef's Kashe was. And the Kashe was, the Tana le Basa le Boi Reishis, the Tana, when he speaks about Basa, which is killed, does not need a Reishis to say, Stam Boiker is Boikerish. You, Rav Kahana, when you speak about a Murim, why do you need a Reishis? Achikama, oy einoy, elo, the yoin velaylo. Now the Gemara is explaining the Baraisa. Maybe, achigigis, you dalu, there's nechu yoin velaylo. Ay, vahaydech, the kosa of the yoin marishin laboike. Ay, it says, the yoin marishin laboike, mil sachitehi. This is speaking about something else. Not about chagigis yudalot. B'shtei chagigis tibera kosa. Chagigis abo osa. Chagigis chamisha osa. Zu leboiko. Chagigis yudalot is nechel to its boike, which is yom chamisha osa. Zu leboiko. Now here Rashi says different the way the Rashi says. V'ochi mash mikro. Loyolin mipsa chagigis yedalid ashatiz bachbere. Period. That's the end of the post. It's not, stam lina lebaikra mashma. Lina means you shouldn't leave it to let it go through the night. You should eat it up that night. So from loyol, so from that alone you know that chagigis yedalid has to be eaten up at night. Umaoise shatiz bach bayoim orishin. And the chagigis tezvot, dine chagigis chamishos. Loyolin lebaikra shashishos. So that's kind of the kasha. Maybe the pasuk is speaking about two chagigis, and each one is eaten liyayim v'layla. Hadaramatane, if you'll tell me that both chagigis anechal liyayim v'layla, umani mekayim chagiga anechalos l'shneyomim chutz mitzu, so which chagiga besides these two anechalos l'shneyomim? Kleime, ve'eze chagiga chutz mitzu ani mekayim es ha'shani moitzi, shnechalos l'shneyomim, hae valima that a chagiga is nechal l'shneyomim. So which chagiga will I, is that going on? Ha'reishvei says, cool, and you said all chagigas are similar. Chagigas yedalet, chagigas tezvot, they're all similar. Ve'eichen ani moitzi, so what do I do, k'shu'aym rin neder, ha'reimotso, see, I found she'esh chagiga nechalos l'shneyomim. I dashen from him neder that is a shalmei chayve, which is a chagiga that is nechel l'shnei yomim. Ve'ezehi. So what is this speaking about? So menele. So if I have a posik that a chagiga is nechel l'shnei yomim, zakochach limed a chagiga shiudalet. So from here I see that chagiga shiudalet is also nechel l'shnei yomim. V'hayich limed. How do I see? Zakochach inami. He name it. Name it. Some say guys. Akochach in name. If we will say in neder b'chagigas tezvot b'ashvilei, if you'll say we have here one pasuk im that's mar b'chagigas choyve for tezvot. So in name, if we will say in neder b'chagigas tezvot b'ashvilei, that I'll say that im neder is mar b'chagigas tezvot l'shnei yomim. Why should I say that is going on tezvot? Tezvot the killer, because this is a gringere chagige. They ne boi ma pesach. The svare that something is boi ma pesach is hilchas pesach. Just like pesach is not only nechal yom v'layla, so who had been the chagiga boi ma pesach? Like benteimo. No, so memele the so if I have one pasuk that tells me that chagige that a chagigas choive is nechal shnei yomim, so misvar chitzoyna, I say that pasuk is speaking about chagigas tezvot. Abu shamet the killer, then a boy me pesach, shamet bo miyad, the nechal shnei yomim. So memele, so that rasha you had wanted to say, b'yom rishin laboiker is going on chagigas tezvot, you can't say that, because we learn from the im neder and the dova that chagigas tezvot is nechal shnei yomim. Also, by Yom Arishin Laboy Kal Kocher. Lama Chagigas Tezvov Koi? Because that is Nechol Shnei Yomim. Ela Ashatiz Bachbereb. So the by Yom Arishin is going about Chagigas Yudalet. V'lima Shetech Lenu Koi Yom Arishin Ad Boy Kesheni. So now we see that Chagigas Yudalet, our Pasuk is speaking about Chagigas Yudalet, that is Nechol Shnei Yomim. Hi, le chagigas chamisha also. Im neder is going on chamisha chamisha also. Right, kuli bi'ei berishi, kizifrishis. and the pasuk veimarishin is going on yudal. So now the Gemara is going to firoys Rav Yisus Kash. The time the Ksiv asked him for a shot kaftai. Now the Rav explained Rav Yisus Kash. The ilu tane lebaso leboy reishes. For baso, which is skilly, doesn't need reishes. He likes it by yom arishin ula boike the mashmet rei avamine boike boike arishin. We see from the hiluch of the limud that the tane held without by yom arishin boike women boike arishin. Va'avo gavde bebaso koi the kill. Still I would be machmer and say stam boike means boike arishin. Which is more chomot, like boy reishes. I lemaisis, so by taka does it say reishes, bekuri ad moscha, right next to this posik. But I do some chinek chom, mil sachiti dorosh, but some of this is a different dorosh. This is how Rava explains, this was Rav Yosef's kashe and Rav Kahan. Zaktaisus, minayim leimurei chagige shenefsalim belinim. Shenema veloyolin, mehoche nafke v'chol imurim. So Taisus says, that from here I know, it says loyolin by Kolben Pesach. So by Kolben Pesach, that loyolin is understandable, because the basar is also only nechol yom v'layla, so, there's a loyolin on the chaylev of Zevach HaGapesach also till the morning. But now, this pasuk that is speaking about a chaylev of Chagigas Tezvov, and this pasuk says, Ad Boikel, so from here I know, by all mehochen afkelon becholimuim, that means by all kabonis, that a nechol ish neyomim v'layla echod, about aktoros imurim is only you. Limeid al chagigas yudalet shenechalos lushne yomim v'layla. The Tosfos limeid al chagigas yudalet shenechalos lushne yomim v'layla. So this pasuk I learn out the chagigas yudalet is nechalos lushne yomim v'layla. Teim olali. The sanye besoif peire kol apsulim. We learned in soif peire kol apsulim. Ubisar zevach toidas shlomo. It says ubisar zevach toidas shlomo. So it says shlomo. Lomadnu toide shenecheles liyoyim v'layla. Now it says shlomo. So the Gemara darshins from shlomo. Lerabbi minayin lerabbi shalmei nozir, which is a shalmei chayve. Vishalmei Pesach, which is also Shalmei Chayve, Talmud Leimah Shlomo. So what's the Shlomo? That these two Shlomim are also Nechal like a Toide. So just like a Toide is Nechal Liyoyim V'layla, so Shalmei Pesach is also Nechal Liyoyim V'layla. Upeirish Bekunteris also. What does this mean, Shalmei Pesach? So Rashi says, Shlomim Haboim Machmas Pesach, the Shlomim that are brought because of the Kolben Pesach. Hainu Chagiges Yudalit. So I have here a posik that Chagiges Yudalit is Nechol the Yoyim V'Layla. Ahashte, Tzahukesh Tetoide. Ahashte, Ahi Breise Kema. Who does this Breise go according to? Dile Tana Dishmaitin, according to the Tana of this Breise, Necholos Lushne Yomim. So it's nechal ishneyam. Ule ben taima nami. According to ben taima, that holds hagigas yudalit. The nechal is liyoyim v'layla, so lochere it could go according to ben taima. Abanakalayim with the hukish lepesach. It's hukish lepesach. We have ben taima in a different limo, that it's hukish lepesach. Bahosam nakalayim receiv zevach, toida shlomo, fakhtach toisvis an rashi. You have your Gemara that brings a drosha that Shalmei Pesach is Nechol Yoyim V'Layla. This drosha does not stim with Ben Taimer. This drosha does not stim with the town of Abba Reise. Alke rain, nearer the rain. So therefore, the Ri wants to disagree with Rashi. And Shalmei Pesach means the Shlomi, Maboy, Machmas HaPesach, Gutani Hosam, Ainu Moisar HaPesach. Shlomi, Maboy, Machmas HaPesach means a Pesach, that you were magnishing for a Pesach, then it became a Moisar HaPesach, so it becomes a Shlomi. But this Shlomi is Nechal Yem V'Layla. The Tani Yosem Ainu Moisa Pesach Shekorev Shlomim, but it's a Shlomim that's Nechal Yem V'Layla. Ash Yosem Shapit, the Lekaman, Peire Keish Amrino, the Moisa HaPesach Nechal, the Gemara says later, Moisa Pesach Nechal Yem V'Layla. Uminolon, how does the Gemara know this? Iloi Mikro, the Hosem Sarkoch, that's this Pesach Shlomov. That Shlomov, which Shlomi boy machmas apesach, meisa pesach is nechol ketoyde. Beteres koinim beparshes tzaves ayin mashva behedye kepeyrishu. Dorish also maikro de psar zevach toyde Shlomo v'shlomi boy machmas apesach. Okay, so we don't know what that is. But it's nechol yoyim v'layla. Abosa hochi meisa hidish maikon. Dorish melo yol min abosa ashatiz bach berev bach hagiga boy ma pesach. Kosum medaber shetoichol ushnayomim v'layla echad. Al mamash medigo la'el airi, b'maiser ha'pesach shekorv shlomi. Forget that there's koinim brings down both roshes. The first rosh is that shalmi pesach is nechol yoyim v'layla. Then it says, b'chagiga bo'o machamis ha'pesach is the hagiga yidal is nechol ushnayomim. So we see clear that shalmi pesach means maiser ha'pesach and not chagiga bo'o machamis ha'pesach. Heich kulei kro lachagigas yudalek. So Taisva says that the Gemara says Taisva is that the posik of im. The posik of im is im nedarin adov is telling us lachagigas tezvov. That chagigas tezvov is nechol v'shtayom v'lai lechot. And this pasuk is telling us that Chagigas Yudal is Nechol v'Shnayom. Teima l'Rashba, kiven de kulei kro b'Chagigas Yudal d'ayri. Since this old pasuk is speaking about Chagigas Yudal, umay boiker boiker sheini. The Rashba im kein te'oche l'Shnayomim v'Shnay lailos. So you let's eat it 2 days and 2 nights. The kro mashmish eina nifseles at boiker sheini. Avaleo boiker sheini necheles. He says, if this prosik is speaking about only chagigas yedalit, so how do we know that you're only allowed to eat it 2 days and a night? Lo yole min abosar ashetizbach be'erev b'yoyim arishin. So by Yom Arishin, you should not be mailing it la boike till boike sheni. That means from Yom Arishin, we should make sure that it should be eaten up by boike sheni. La boike did not be mailing by Yom Arishin till boike sheni. So in other words, it should be eaten up. You have the next night also heated up. So the Tosfos Rashba asks, so let us learn the Pasuk Kipshutei. Let us say this Nechol v'shnei yomim v'shnei leilos. The Tzlach wants to say that Rashi had said that Chagigas Yudalit is more chomer than Chagigas Tezvot. That's why if we had a Pasuk im Neder, we said the same for Chagigas Tezvot. So Chagigas Yudalit is more chomer. So the Tzlach says, so if Chagigas Tezvov is only Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot, because that we learn Im Neder in Nedova, so Chagigas Yudalit, which is more chomer, is Zicha only Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot, not Shnei Yomim Shnei Leilos. So the Meila, that he wants to end for the Rashba's Kasha. The Megillah Shlomo wants to say, if Lamaisa be Nechol v'shnei yomim v'shnei leilois, so why did the Pasuk have to say by Yom Harishon? Why do you have to talk about the Yom Harishon? It's Nechol, the Laila afterwards also. Should have said, lo yolim in ha-bosar ha-shatizbach be'erev l'boi kesheini. The whole by Yom Harishon is shver. Why do you say by Yom Harishon if Lamaisa be Nechol the Laila also? So a kocha by Yom Harishon is a kocha coming to tell me
that you have to make, the Isar Alone is that you have to make sure by Yom Marishon, which is the second day, that it should be eaten up already. So from the Bayom Marishon, we learn that the Zman Achilu is only Bayom. Kolecha dechosa boike stoma boike rishon, that was Rav Yosef's kasha and Rav Kahana, Temu l'ride b'soifah v'psochim dorish boike, boike sheni, apagav dechosa v'stom. That's a pesetman dechosvan ha-psio, astam boike is boike sheni. Zogte Mishnah weiter. A Pesach sheshochtoi sheloi lishmoi b'shabbos. A person had a Kolben Pesach, which is Doiche Shabbos, but he shechted it Shaloi Lishmoi. Now we know a Pesach Shaloi Lishmoi is a Pesach Kolben. So Memele, so it's a Pesach Kolben, so Chayev Olav Chatos. He's Chayev Achatos, he's Machal of Shabbos, he's not in Tchiyah and this Shchita. Zot Rashi, a Pesach Sheshachti B'Shabbos Shaloi Lishmoi. Uchisavo, so if he was amazed, he wouldn't be a chatas. Uchasava, he held kishem shemutal ishmoi, kachmutal shalai ishmoi. He held that a Pesach shalai ishmoi is also doicha Shabbos. Some amela, so he's a shaykik in this halach. He knew it's Shabbos. He knew that Pesach is doicha Shabbos, but he didn't know that Pesach shalai ishmoi is not doicha Shabbos. He's a shaykik. Chayiv chatas, shechilel Shabbos b'shaykik. It's mechalo Shabbos b'shaykik, so he's chayiv chatas. Usha'ol kol azvachim, but other zvachim, she'shochtam l'shein Pesach. Now we're going to speak about the Pashtus Advarim is that he had another kolben, and he shechted this kolben Shabbos, speaking about Shabbos, l'shein Pesach. We'll see, between you and me, this other kolben, he made a mistake. He was under the impression this was a Pesach. We'll see soon. He was under the impression that this was a Pesach. So he shechted this kolben l'shem Shlomim. There was a l'shem Pesach, I mean. Usho kol azvachim sheshochtam l'shem Pesach. So let us say he heard there was a Shlomim in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he shechted the Shlomim l'shem Pesach, and Pashtus says he thought this was a kolben Pesach. He thought this was, he shechted it l'shem Pesach. So the din is azoy. Im einon re'uyin, if mitzad the kolben, it is not roi to be a kolben Pesach. I mean, it's not a mean that you could bring for a kolben Pesach. It's an eagle. It's 2 years old. Looking at it, you could figure out that it's not roi le Pesach. And he thought this was a Pesach. Chay, he's chay v'chatos. Now the lumdis of this is, let's go a little further. The imruyim heim. What if this Pesach, this animal, this kolben that he shechted, this shlomim that he shechted, is be'etzem, it's roi to be a Pesach. That means he had a shlomim that was 1 year old. It looks just like a Pesach. There wasn't a name peg on that I'm a shlomim. So there's millions of psochim in the Beis HaMikdosh, and there was a shlomim that was also in the Beis HaMikdosh, and he thought that this was a Pesach. So he's shechting a shlomim l'shem Pesach. Is Rabbi Lezer mechay? Rabbi Lezer says he's also chay v'chatas. He's chay v'chatas because to my sense it's a shlomim. So he's shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach. It's not toich Shabbos. So my male is chay v'chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poita. Now, just understand what's tutzach do. Rabbi Yeshua holds his potter alt tor b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah. So the Dvar Shmuel explains the Dagner Machlokes in this Yisopti Rabbi Yeshua holds al kaponim that there's a difference between a shoygig and a toya. In a shoygig there's a shtikel pshia. He didn't know. He was ignorant. He didn't know the halach. He didn't know today is Shabbos. He didn't know that a Pesach Shlomo Lishmo is not Teich Shabbos. But ignorance is not bliss, and it's not an excuse. You should have learned. You should have asked. You don't do things right away. So therefore, every shaygik is a shtikel pshia in the shkage. So there's a shtikel pshia in his shkage. So therefore, he brings a kol b'chatas. That's why he brings a kol b'chatas. He needs a kapor.
A toye, a tobit ma mitzvah is someone who had an intent of doing a mitzvah. We will see as the sugya progresses, he was more tohut, he was more bold, he was going to do a mitzvah. And all of a sudden, his mazel, he ended up by doing an aveira. But since this person is not so much as full, since he was under the impression he's doing a mitzvah, so memele, so the Torah came about through the rotzen to do a mitzvah, so there's a halacha, according to Rabbi Yeshua al-Kaponim, that Torah bidvar mitzvah, and we'll see also mitzvah also, he did some sort of a mitzvah, you're part of a makom. So that is be'etzim shat, that's the ivre in the second foul. Ushal kol hazvoch. Then we have another kolban, ashlomim. Sheshachtam l'shem Pesach. And he shechted this l'shem, he thought this was a Pesach, shechtam l'shem Pesach. Is him ein on ru'uyin, if this Pesach, this animal is not roi to be a kolban Pesach, chayim. This isn't called a tor, this is called a shaykik. He takes an eagle to shecht for a kolban Pesach, please. So memele, this is a pshia in this chilul Shabbos. He's a shaykik, but he has to be a kolban. The imruyin ain't, but if this animal is right to be brought for a Kolban Pesach, and he didn't know, he thought this was a Kolban Pesach. He's under the pressure to bring a Kolban Pesach. And Lemais it was a shlomim. So here we have a machloikis. This is a case of Torah. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatas, even though he's a Toye. Rabbi Lezer's eldest is also equivalent to a shoigig. Even though there's a smaller madrege in the pshia of his avere, Rabbi Yeshua Paita, let us see Rashi. Im einam ruyim lepesach, if it was not roy lepesach, kigoin eagle, oy ayol ben shteishonim, oy nekeve, so memele he could see that this is not roy lepesach. Chayev olav chatos, he's chayev achatos. Now how did this come about? Im nelma mimenu Shabbos. He didn't know that today is Shabbos. Oikisovo shemuta lishchoit acherim l'shem Pesach b'Shabbos. Or he held that you're allowed to shecht acherim l'shem Pesach. Bahai laf toibid va mitzvah da kol yoidim she ein ze kosher le Pesach. Everyone knows it's not kosher le Pesach. So this is a din of shoyg. This does not have a din of toye. The kula of toye is not applicable over here. Ve'im ru'uyim hei, kegoyin she usah ben shono, shol shlomin, she shachtu l'shem Pesach. The mitoich, she togudu bohu lishchoit pischoi, he wanted to shecht his Pesach to b'zeh. So he made a mistake and he thought this was his Pesach. He didn't remember that this shepsel where he shechted it for shlomim. So Rabbi Lezer, mechayev chatas, afal pi sheto b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer, even though tovah mitzvah, he's chayev. He says, do as it in shoygik. Rabbi Yeshua Paita, the kesova. To b'dvar mitzvah. He was a toye. The toys came about because he was in the process of doing a ma'isa mitzvah, but also mitzvah called, he also ended up by doing a mitzvah. Potem echiv chata shabom. Beze also mitzvah, and this person did a mitzvah. She hikriv kolben. He was makriv a kolben, he was makriv a shlomim. Bechol azvochim shenizbaru shaloy lishmong sheirim, vachan ishchotim l'shem ha-pesach ha-bishu ma'chlu bepek tomid nishchot. So the male, if this was a shlomim, and Lamaisi, he was under the pressure, was a Pesach, he shechted l'shem Pesach, but Lamaisi ended up by, he wanted to do a mitzvah of shechitas ha-pesach. He ended up by doing a mitzvah of shechitas shlomim. So the male, so he is part of a machatis. Zot the Gemara Vayt, Amalei Rabbi Lezer, ma'im ha-pesach, shehu mutter l'shmoy, kesheshine eshmoy chay. So, zvachim shein asurim lishmon, sheshin eshmon ein edin sheichay. So, the Dvar Shmuel explains as far, but let's attain it, if, I wish to disagree with you. Let's see the first case. The first case, this was a Kolban Pesach. So this zikr should be geshochten today. And if he shechted it l'shem Pesach, it's mutter. Afalpikin, see, if he had a Pesach in front of him, and something went wrong with the Shechita, he's chayev achatos. Ma ima Pesach shumuta lishmoy. This Kalman should have been geshocht in Haim, would be geshocht in correct l'shem Pesach. Kesheshin shmoy chayev, zvachim shein asurim lishmom, ashlomim da bachlau shouldn't have been geshocht in today. He not to shecht ashlomim today, so he had no right bachlau to shecht this Kalman. So now, when he made it, not he shechted the kolman for not what it's aimed for. Is ain't it din sheyechay? About the gemishy bechay. Ma b'chad pesach that's aimed can be shocked today by a shini Hashem. He's chayv achatos. This is not aimed to be geshocked, and he made a shini Hashem. About the gemish, it should be chayv achatos. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua loyim amalta bepesach sheshino bedover osa. No, there's a big difference. A Pesach that he shechted a Pesach l'shem shlomim, so he shechted it for something that's not permitted to be geshochten today. So this person isn't called a Tobit Bar Mitzvah. You want to shecht a shlomim today, so you see that the toys did not come about because you want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shechitas a Pesach. He's shechting l'shem shlomim. So a Meila, so you're a Shoikik, not a Toya. But he shechted it for a Pesach, so he thought this is a Pesach, it's chayv Pesach. This person is a toyer. Zogt Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Uma Pesach, ma im Pesach shemuter l'shoich toy b'shabes l'shmoy. A Pesach is permitted to shech l'shmoy. Shine, so this Kolben is aimed to be geshochten today, if he'll shecht it correctly. Shine, shmoy, but if he did not shecht this Kolben correctly, moy, this lita chayef chatas, because he told you, well, shine bedova also, so there, shechocht el shem kabonis acherim, shasurim l'shochtam b'shabes. So that's why it's no good, that's why it's not called a toyin. Yes, shine bedova ramuta, so therefore here he is called a Toyah.